Well, for the second time in a few weeks, we've established that a ship is coming into Melbourne with a lot of COVID patients on board. The Grand Princess was refused docking in Newcastle in New South Wales. Has to stop here because it originated here, I imagine. With Steph Wacklewick, State Political Reporter, has asked the Health Minister, Marianne Thomas, about it. She said she can't confirm how many on board are COVID positive, but those who are COVID positive have to stay on board. I don't see how that works, because the ship docks, people get off and then it goes somewhere else. People get on and it goes, you can't. Well, anyway, I get the feeling there's not a great plan around this. I heard from some people in Port Melbourne quite worried about it. If you were due to catch the Grand Princess once she's docked and unloaded, if you know anybody on board, we've tried to ring several numbers and can't get through. Must be in a black spot or something. Marianne Thomas, our Health Minister, we're going round and round in circles on this. I apologise. The Grand Princess is about to arrive. It has a secret number of COVID positive people on board. What do they do? Well, the Health Department says that it's up to the shipping company to take care of and then get them home without using public transport. We've now got further what our Health Minister says.
It's our expectation that people with COVID, be they on a cruise ship or indeed in our community, will stay away from other people, that they'll take the time to get better and look after themselves, which means, of course, staying on the ship.
No. Well, the Health Department says that's not right, and they can't stay on the ship because the passengers get off, new passengers get on, and the ship goes off on its merry way. Cannot happen, Minister.